Now companies are searching for more effective, less infuriating alternatives. Take tech firms, which have come under fire for being among the worst offenders when it comes to bias. The irony is that they have also been at the forefront of devising new ways to combat it. Can they turn around a culture where sexism has not only been tolerated, but in many cases celebrated? I sat down with Brian Well, director of People Analytics at Google, who is tasked with helping lead the latest trend, unconscious bias training. We all have prejudices buried so deeply inside of us that we don't know they exist. Unconscious bias training is supposed to arm employees with the tools they need to recognize it and neutralize these prejudices. His role, Well told me, was to ensure that every decision we made, from hiring to promotion to pay to performance, didn't have an unintended bias against women or other underrepresented groups. Well seized on an insight that has proved to be key for anyone who is trying to wipe out hidden biases. If we believe that everyone around us is trying hard to fight against those stereotypes and prejudices, we'll do the same. Call it peer pressure, or call it pack mentality. Whatever it is, it works. Our own biases disappear. Well and his team ultimately developed a workshop for Google employees that strives to mimic those conditions. In a typical session, he explains the science so that employees can understand that, yes, we're all biased, and yes, we're all trying to fight it, and don't worry, it isn't your fault. He focuses on four ways to interrupt bias, all of which boil down to one word, awareness. He encourages employees to use consistent criteria to measure success and to rely on data other than on gut reactions when evaluating others. He urges them to notice how they react to subtle cues. Finally, he encourages employees to call out bias when they see it, even if the culprit is their own boss. To be sure, unconscious bias training isn't a cure-all. Last year, a male Google engineer penned an anti-diversity manifesto protesting such efforts, and later called the firm's training just a lot of shaming. The company fired him, and he hit back in January, suing Google for discrimination against conservative white males. Google is also fighting U.S. Department of Labor allegations of extreme underpayment to female Google employees, which the company denies.